From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading When the Far Hills Bloom by Diane Noble. Now let's begin with When the Far Hills Bloom. Prologue. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high hills. Habakkuk 3:17-19, New King James Version. Chapter 1. Rancho de la Paloma, May, 1861. Winds from the east were already kicking up a wild warmth, clearing the air of mist and dust, etching the skyline against the rays of the rising sun. Another day of scorching heat was in store, fed by the desert winds, and if many such days followed, the already pale green grass would soon turn golden and then brown. Days like today matched Aislinn Derry Brin's spirits. In the distance, a rider approached from the direction of a neighboring rancho, and Aislinn stood as she recognized Jamie Dearborn. Tall in the saddle, shoulders broad and proud, he kicked his dark stallion to a gallop, yanked off his hat, and waved to her as he rode. The sun slipped over the San Jacintos, bathing the windswept lands of the big valley in light.